If people don't feel your words, they won't follow your voice. That one truth changes everything about communication. Most people talk to be heard. Leaders talk to be remembered. The difference isn't in volume, it's in precision, clarity, strength, and timing. If your voice isn't respected, your ideas won't matter. If your words don't hold weight, your presence won't lead anyone. This audiobook is your guide to building a voice that commands respect without needing to shout, a voice that creates action without needing to impress, a voice that speaks to people's minds and moves their decisions. You don't need big words. You need strong ones. You don't need to talk more. You need to talk better. In this chapter-by-chapter breakdown, you'll learn how to communicate like someone worth listening to. Real, practical, direct skills that you can apply immediately in everyday conversations, high-pressure moments, and leadership roles. This is for those who want to lead, not someday, but now. If your words don't lead, nothing else will. It starts here. Chapter 1. Own every word you say with full confidence. That's where leadership begins. If you speak and your words don't carry weight, then you're just making noise. And noise doesn't move people. Noise doesn't change minds. Noise doesn't build trust. But when you speak with confidence, when you speak like every word matters, people notice, they listen, they lean in, and most importantly, they remember. Confidence doesn't mean being loud. It doesn't mean showing off. It means you stand behind your words. It means you believe what you're saying. And if you don't believe what you're saying, why should anyone else? Confidence starts when you stop second-guessing yourself and start taking full responsibility for every word that comes out of your mouth. Most people speak halfway. They're not sure. They throw out phrases like, I think, maybe, I guess, or I'm not sure, but. And every time they do that, they weaken their message. They lose people. Because the truth is, nobody follows someone who sounds unsure. Nobody buys into a message that sounds shaky, and nobody gets inspired by someone who doesn't believe in their own voice. If you want to talk like a leader, you need to decide that your words matter. You need to mean what you say, say what you mean, and take full ownership of it. When you speak, people need to feel that you're serious. They need to feel that you're grounded, that what you're saying is not just talk. It's who you are. It's what you stand for. So how do you do that? You start by paying attention to the words you use every day. Most people speak out of habit. They talk just to talk. But a leader speaks with intention. You don't waste your words. You don't ramble. You don't water things down. You speak straight. You speak real. And you speak with the kind of presence that says, I've earned the right to be listened to. Now, confidence in your words also comes from preparation. If you don't know what you're talking about, your voice will shake. Your message will fall apart. That's why leaders prepare. They think. They reflect. They get clear. So that when the time comes to speak, they're not making it up as they go. They've already done the work. They've already thought through what matters, and that's why their words carry power, because those words have already been tested in their own life. Confidence also grows when your words and your actions match. If you say one thing and do another, people will see through it, and eventually you'll start doubting yourself too. You can't talk like a leader if you're not living like one. Because people listen more to your example than your explanations. They listen more to how you live than to what you say. When your behavior backs up your words, then you don't have to try so hard to sound confident. You become confident because you've earned it. And another thing, stop apologizing for your truth. Stop shrinking your message to make other people comfortable. Leaders don't speak to be liked. They speak to be clear. They speak to lead. If you're always worried about what people think, you'll never say anything worth listening to. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be aggressive. But you do have to be firm. You do have to be real. And that means you own your truth, even if not everyone agrees with it. When you walk into a room and speak, the room should feel it. Not because you're loud, but because you're solid. You're steady. And people can feel that you're not guessing your way through life. You've made decisions, you've built beliefs, you've tested ideas, and now you speak from experience, not just opinion. That's what gives your words weight. It also means you stop using soft language to protect your ego. Cut out the fillers. Cut out the uncertainty. If you believe in something, say it. If you stand for something, speak it. If something's not right, call it out. Too many people weaken their voice trying to sound nice. But leadership isn't about sounding nice. It's about speaking what matters, even when it's uncomfortable. Confidence in your words also comes from being okay with silence. Weak speakers rush to fill every pause. They're afraid of quiet. But strong communicators know that silence can be powerful. You say something important, then you pause. You give people time to hear it, to feel it, to let it land. You don't rush, you don't beg for approval. You say what needs to be said, and then you wait. And that silence speaks just as loudly as your words. Now here's something you should always remember. Your voice is your tool, not your crutch. You don't talk to prove yourself. You don't speak to look smart. You speak to serve a purpose. You speak to lead people towards something better. And when you know that, your voice changes. Your tone shifts. You stop performing. You start leading. Because now, you're not talking to impress, you're talking to impact. Talking like a leader isn't about using big words. It's not about having the perfect grammar. It's not about showing off your vocabulary. It's about being clear. It's about being certain. It's about being real. People follow that. People respond to that. Because in a world full of noise, real voices stand out. So if you want to talk like a leader, the first thing you have to do is this. Own every word you say. Stop outsourcing your voice. Stop doubting your message. Speak with your chest. Speak from your gut. Speak like you mean it. And every time you do, your confidence grows. Your presence grows. Your leadership grows. Because once you own your words, you start owning your space. You show up differently. You carry yourself with a kind of quiet power. People can see it in your face. They can hear it in your tone. They can feel it in your presence. You're no longer trying to sound like a leader. You are one. And that changes everything. Chapter 2. Speak clearly so no one misunderstands your message. That's one of the most important habits you can develop if you want to lead people, influence them, or even just be taken seriously in your daily life. Clear speaking is not about being fancy. It's not about being complicated words. It's not about sounding impressive. It's about being understood. And when people understand you, they trust you. When they trust you, they listen. When they listen, things start to happen. But if people can't understand what you're saying, then it doesn't matter how good your ideas are. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how well-intentioned you are. If your words don't land, you lose the moment. You lose connection. You lose respect. And worst of all, people start filling in the blanks. They start guessing what you meant. And guess what? People rarely guess in your favor. That's why clarity is everything. If people don't hear you clearly, they will misunderstand you. And once your message gets lost, so does your influence. Talking like a leader means you take full responsibility for making your message clear. You don't dump information on people and expect them to figure it out. You think before you speak. You slow down. You strip away all the fluff. You stop trying to sound smart and focus on being understood. That's how strong communication begins. Most people never learn this. They talk fast, they ramble, they assume others know what they mean, they skip steps in their explanation, and they leave a trail of confusion everywhere they go. Then they wonder why people don't follow them, why people don't trust them, why their team is disorganized. The answer is simple. Unclear words create unclear minds. If people are confused after you speak, that's not their fault, it's yours. So what does clear speaking really look like? It starts with knowing what you want to say before you say it. If your thoughts are scattered, your words will be scattered. You have to think through your ideas. Be specific. Don't speak in vague terms. Say exactly what you mean. If you're asking someone to do something, say it in one straight line. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't try to sound impressive. Just be real and direct. Clarity also means cutting out all the extra words that water down your point. If you can say it in 5 words, don't use 15. If your message gets lost in too much talking, people tune out. They stop listening, they get overwhelmed. And once people stop listening, you lose their attention. Leaders don't waste attention. They get to the point and they stay on point. Speaking clearly means using words that people actually understand. Don't try to sound intelligent by using technical language. Speak their language. Meet them where they are. If you're giving instructions to your team, explain it in a way that makes sense to them. If you're teaching someone something new, break it down simply. Not because they aren't smart, but because your job is to connect, not confuse. One of the best things you can do to speak clearly is slow down. When you speak too fast, your words lose power. Your sentences run together. People miss key parts. Slowing down shows control. It shows thoughtfulness, and it gives people time to process what you're saying. Fast talking often comes from insecurity. People think they need to rush through their ideas to sound sharp. But leaders don't rush. They pause. They let their words settle. That pause makes people lean in. That pause adds weight to your message. You also need to be aware of your tone. Your tone carries meaning that your words alone can't. You can say the right words with the wrong tone, and people will still take it the wrong way. Or you can say something simple with a strong tone, and it will hit hard. Tone is your attitude made audible. If your tone is all over the place, too flat, too angry, too unsure, your message loses clarity. People won't know what to take seriously and what to ignore. That's why you train your tone to match your message. If you're serious, sound serious. If you're excited, sound excited. Don't send mixed signals. Another reason people fail to speak clearly is they get caught up trying to say everything at once. You don't need to tell the whole story in one breath. You don't need to explain every single detail all at once. Pick your main point and build around it. Stick to one idea at a time. Make it easy for people to follow. Give them time to absorb what you're saying. Simplicity isn't weakness. It's strength. If you can explain a big idea in a small number of words, that's leadership. Sometimes speaking clearly means repeating your main point once. The minimum discipline is repeating the same main point Not five times, just once. And not because you're unsure, but because people need time to grasp what matters. You say it clearly. You pause. You say it again with certainty. Then you move forward. Not in circles, not in loops, straight ahead. You also need to pay attention to how people react when you talk. Watch their eyes. Watch their face. Are they confused? Are they distracted? Are they locked in? Your words should pull people in. If they're pulling away, adjust. Real leaders pay attention to feedback in real time. They clarify when needed. They ask, does that make sense? Not as filler, but as a genuine check. And if the answer is no, they don't defend. They explain again in a better way. And here's something most people overlook. Your body language. Your message isn't just your words. It's your posture. It's your face. It's your hands. It's your presence. If your words say one thing and your body says something else, people will believe your body. That means standing up straight. That means facing the person. That means showing that you're present, not distracted. It all adds to your clarity. Clear speaking is also built through practice. You don't wait for the big moments to develop this skill. You train it daily. You practice it in regular conversations. You work on getting to the point. You work on using better words. You work on asking better questions. You improve how you explain your ideas. That's how leaders sharpen their message. Not just through big speeches, but through everyday conversations done right. Clarity is earned. It's a skill. It's a decision. Every time you open your mouth, you have the opportunity to build trust or break it. You have the chance to guide people or confuse them. And you have the responsibility to speak in a way that makes your message easy to understand. So stop hiding behind complicated language. Stop hoping people will figure out what you meant. Stop rushing your words, hoping they land. Make a new decision today. When you speak, you will speak clearly. You will speak with purpose. You will speak so nobody leaves confused about who you are and what you stand for. Speak like your words matter, because they do. Speak like someone who knows where they're going. Speak like someone who's done the work and earned the right to be heard. That's how a leader talks. That's how a leader connects. That's how a leader builds something real. And that's the kind of person people choose to follow. Someone who makes their message clear every single time. Chapter 3. Control your voice before you try to lead. That's not a suggestion, it's a requirement. Because your voice is more than sound. It's your presence. It's your attitude. It's your energy. And if your voice is not steady, your leadership will never be trusted. You can have the best intentions, a brilliant mind, strong values, but if your voice shakes, if it wavers, if it sounds unsure or scattered, people will hesitate to follow you. Why? Because people don't just listen to what you say. They listen to how you say it. You see, leadership starts with how you carry yourself, and your voice is a direct reflection of your inner world. If you're nervous, people hear it. If you're angry, people hear it. If you're unsure, people hear it. You can't hide that. And the more emotional noise lives inside you, the harder it becomes to speak with strength and direction. That's why before you step into a leadership role, before you try to influence anyone, you have to learn to control your own tone, your volume, your rhythm, and your emotional state. A leader doesn't just talk, they command attention. And not by being loud, not by talking over others, but by using a steady, calm, grounded voice that tells people, I'm not here to impress you, I'm here to guide you. That's the difference. Loud people often want to be noticed. Grounded leaders want to be understood. There's a big difference between the two. When your voice is under control, people feel safe around you. They feel like you're not going to snap. You're not going to panic. You're not going to spin off into emotion. You're steady, and that steadiness creates trust. You can't lead if your voice is shaking every time you speak up. You can't lead if your tone changes with your mood. People get tired of following voices they can't predict. That unpredictability creates anxiety. And leadership is not about making people feel anxious. It's about giving them direction they can count on. So how do you control your voice? You begin by becoming aware of it. Most people don't even notice how they sound. They've never listened to their tone. They've never recorded themselves. They don't know if they speak too fast, too soft, too harsh, or too flat. That's the first step. Self-awareness. Take the time to really hear yourself. Are you clear? Are you firm? Do you sound like someone who believes what they're saying? Or do you sound like someone hoping to be accepted? The more you know how you sound, the more you can take control of it. You start choosing your tone instead of letting your emotions choose it for you. If you're frustrated, you don't raise your voice. You stay calm and address the issue directly. If you're excited, you don't speed up and lose people. You hold the energy, but stay steady. Leadership demands that you show emotional control, and your voice is where people see it first. Another way to gain control is through breathing. Most people underestimate how important breathing is when you speak. Shallow breathing leads to fast talking, nervous energy, and shaky delivery. But when you slow your breath down, your voice naturally becomes stronger and deeper. You don't have to push it. It settles. It becomes deliberate. And people sense that control. Before every important conversation, every meeting, every decision, you center yourself. You breathe. You slow everything down. Internally, and then you speak. Control also means knowing when not to speak. A powerful voice isn't just about what you say, it's about what you hold back. If you speak out of impulse, you'll say things you regret. You'll create damage that takes a long time to repair. But if you train yourself to pause, to think, to listen, you'll speak fewer words, but they'll carry more weight. And that's what leadership communication is all about. Fewer words, more meaning. Think about the leaders you respect most. They didn't rush through their words. They didn't fumble. They didn't ramble on. They spoke with purpose. Every sentence had a job to do. Every word carried meaning. They weren't trying to sound important. They were grounded. That's what gave their voice authority. And that kind of authority doesn't come from titles. It doesn't come from volume. It comes from inner strength. It comes from discipline. And that discipline must be developed. You practice your voice like any other skill. You train it. You rehearse. Not to fake it, but to refine it. If you speak in public, practice it beforehand. Listen to yourself. Adjust. If you're leading a team, don't just speak off the top of your head. Prepare your tone, your delivery, your pacing. Strong leaders don't rely on chance when it comes to communication. They take it seriously because they know every word, every tone, every pause can either build or break what they're trying to lead. Also understand that your voice is not just used in big moments. It matters in small conversations, in one-on-ones, in giving feedback, in dealing with conflict. Every moment you speak, people are watching. They're asking themselves, can I trust this person? Do they mean what they say? Are they in control or are they unstable? That trust is built or destroyed based on how well you've mastered your tone, your message, your energy. And energy is everything. If your voice lacks energy, people won't feel your words. You can't motivate people with a dead tone. You can't inspire with flat delivery. You don't need to be loud, but you do need to be alive. Your voice needs to carry belief. It needs to show that you care. You need to be fully present in your words. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how good your ideas are. They'll fall flat. Leadership also means managing your emotional triggers. When things go wrong, when people push your buttons, when situations get intense, you must be able to hold your ground without your voice cracking or rising. If your voice changes every time you're under pressure, people lose trust in your stability. They may respect your knowledge, but they'll hesitate to follow you when it counts. Control means staying calm, even when things are falling apart. That calmness is what people remember. It's what helps others stay steady too. When your voice is trained, your leadership becomes sharper. You speak with focus. You lead with presence. You guide with strength. And people feel it. They know they're in the presence of someone who isn't just talking to be heard. They're talking because they have something worth hearing. So take your voice seriously. Not for performance, but for influence. Train it daily. Reflect on it. Record yourself. Ask for honest feedback. Adjust your tone until it reflects strength and clarity. Practice speaking under pressure. Practice holding your ground without shouting. Build the kind of voice that calms people, moves people, and earns respect without ever needing to demand it. Because before anyone will follow you, they will first listen to you. And before they listen to you, they will judge your voice. Not your accent, not your vocabulary, but the presence, the energy, and the control behind it. When your voice reflects discipline, purpose, and steadiness, people feel safe. They feel confident, and they begin to trust your leadership, not because you told them to, but because your voice proved it. That's how you lead. That's where leadership begins. Before you ask others to follow, make sure your voice is ready to guide. Not sometimes, not when you feel like it. Every time, in every room, in every moment. Because once your voice is steady, your leadership starts to become real. Chapter 4. Say things that actually move people to act. That's what leadership communication is really about. It's not just about talking. It's not about sounding smart. It's about speaking in a way that creates movement. A leader's words don't just fill time, they change minds. They wake people up. They make someone stop what they're doing and think differently. They make someone take a step they've been avoiding. When you speak as a leader, your words need to have power. Not emotional hype, but practical push. Your words should lead to action. Otherwise, you're just another voice in the background. People hear a lot every day. They're flooded with opinions, distractions, instructions, advice. But most of it doesn't move them. It passes through and disappears. What they remember is what made them feel something strong enough to shift them out of comfort and into motion. And that's your job, to say things that wake people up without shouting. To speak in a way that reaches not just their ears, but their core. That kind of speaking doesn't come from memorizing lines. It comes from knowing why you're saying what you're saying. It comes from clarity, from intention, from experience. Before you try to influence others, check your motive. Are you trying to impress or impact? Are you just repeating what you've heard, or are you speaking from a place that's been tested in real life? People can tell when your words are just information versus when your words are real. Real words carry pressure, they carry weight, they don't float, they land. And when they land, people move. If you want to move people, speak directly to their pain. Speak to the part of them that's tired of excuses. Speak to the frustration they carry, but never say out loud. Speak to the decision they've been delaying. You don't need to say it perfectly. You just need to say it truthfully. The truth hits. The truth stings. But it also frees. People are surrounded by soft talk. Everyone's telling them to take it easy. To wait for the right time to avoid discomfort. That's not what they need from a leader. They need someone to say, you've waited long enough. You've been hiding. You've been settling. Not with judgment, but with clarity. When someone says what needs to be said, people wake up, and you don't move people by over-explaining. Say it once, say it clearly, say it with strength, and let it sit. If you drag your point through 5 examples, you lose the spark. The message gets buried. Say it short, sharp, and straight. And once it's said, don't water it down. People need clarity, not comfort. They need something to hold on to, not something to overthink. If you want them to act, give them something clean and firm. People don't act on vague ideas, they act on solid direction. Another key is urgency. People don't move without urgency. Your words should carry a sense that something must be done now, not in 6 months. Not when life feels better. Now, not with panic, but with pressure. You need to show them what's at stake. If they don't move, what happens? If they stay the same, what do they lose? If they keep waiting, what will it cost them? That's how you trigger action, not with fear but with truth. The truth that staying where you are is often the most dangerous decision. And speak in language they understand. Use words they use. If your message sounds too polished, people tune out. They think it's not for them. But if it sounds like it came from someone who's walked where they're walking, who's fought what they're fighting, they'll listen. You don't need perfect grammar or clever sentences. You need to sound real. You need to sound like someone who means what they say. And says what they mean. It's not just what you say, it's how much you mean it. If you don't believe your own message, nobody else will. Your tone carries your belief. If you're giving advice you don't live, people will sense it. If you're telling people to be disciplined while living undisciplined, your words lose power. But if your words come from your personal standard, they hit hard. That's why your life must match your message. When it does, your words gain strength without needing volume. People are not looking for motivation. They're looking for permission to change. They want to know it's okay to leave what's familiar. They want to hear that they're allowed to demand more of themselves. And your words can unlock that. Your words can pull the switch. But only if they're direct, real, and aimed at action. Don't talk around the issue, don't sugarcoat it. Say what they need to hear, and then challenge them to do something with it. Sometimes what moves people is not inspiration, it's confrontation. You say something that they've been avoiding. You hold up a mirror, you call it out. Not with anger, but with honesty. That moment of discomfort becomes the turning point. Many people are waiting for someone to call them higher, not by yelling, not by guilt, but by saying, you're capable of more, and it's time to act like it. That line, if said right, can shift someone's life, and don't fall into the trap of trying to say what's popular. Say what's needed. Leaders don't chase applause, they chase progress. The room might not cheer, that's fine. They'll think about it. They'll sit with it. And if it's real, they'll move. You're not trying to entertain, you're trying to build something. So speak like someone who takes responsibility for the effect of their words. And never forget, Silence can be just as powerful. If your words are strong, you don't need to say much. One sentence followed by silence can do more than a 5-minute lecture. It gives the message room to breathe. It gives people space to respond internally. If your words are filled with truth, don't rush to keep talking. Let it land. Let it echo. You also move people by making things simple. Complexity creates hesitation. But when you break something down into a clear next step, people feel ready. Say it like this. Start today. Make the call. Write it down. Fix it now. Don't leave them guessing. Move them from thought to decision, from idea to action, from good intentions to actual change. And remember, you don't need to say more. You need to say it better. Don't crowd your message. Don't soften your edges. Speak to the real issue. Say the words people are afraid to say. Call out the habits that keep them stuck. Say what others won't. That's how a leader speaks. That's how a leader moves people. Because when your words carry truth, urgency and direction, when your voice is calm, controlled and certain, when your message is focused on what matters most, then people stop scrolling, stop waiting, and start moving. They stop living in delay, and start living on purpose. Speak in a way that matters. Speak to the part of people that's hungry for more. Speak with enough pressure to wake them up, and enough clarity to show them where to go next. That's how you lead. That's how you earn attention. That's how you move people, not with noise but with words that carry weight. And those words must come from a place inside you that's already moved. Because what moves you is what will move others. Speak from that place. Speak from your standards. Speak from your scars. Speak from what you've learned the hard way. That's what makes your voice different. That's what makes your message matter. That's what makes people act. Chapter 5. Use strong words that build respect and attention. That's a skill most never take seriously. But every leader must master. People don't follow voices that are weak, unsure or filled with fluff. They follow voices that speak with substance. And strong words don't mean harsh words. They mean words that hold meaning, words that carry weight, and words that show you've earned the right to be heard. Every time you speak, you're either building credibility or losing it. You're either gaining attention or being ignored. It all comes down to your word choice. Weak words are forgettable. Strong words are remembered. To talk like a leader, you have to understand the impact your words make. Not just the meaning, but the tone, the presence, the power behind them. Strong words demand attention, not because they're loud, but because they're precise. When you speak with clear, strong language, people stop and listen. They sense you're serious. They feel your confidence. You don't have to repeat yourself. You don't have to over-explain. One sentence, spoken with power and clarity, can change the direction of a conversation, and in some cases, a life. Weak language creates doubt. When you use phrases like, I think, maybe, I guess, or sort of, you dilute your message, you strip it of strength, and people stop listening. Strong words are clean. They are direct. They don't leave space for confusion. They show you've made a decision. You're not offering a suggestion. You're making a statement. And when people hear that kind of certainty, they're more likely to respect your voice. If you're always trying to be soft, trying not to offend, trying to please everyone, you'll end up saying nothing that matters. People respect clarity. They follow someone who speaks the truth, even if it's uncomfortable. Especially when it's uncomfortable. Strong words are not about being aggressive. They're about being unshakable. You don't raise your voice, you raise your standard. That's what makes people pay attention. Your choice of words reflects your standards. If you've settled for average in your thinking, your words will sound average. But if you've demanded more from yourself, your words will reflect that. Strong words come from a strong mindset. When your thinking is clear, your language becomes powerful. If you speak with strength, it's because you've built strength inside. You've dealt with pressure. You've faced challenges. You've earned your voice. People don't just want to hear information. They want to hear belief. They want to feel conviction. If your words are filled with doubt, you lose them. But when you speak from your core, when you say things you've lived, people lock in, because they can feel the difference between talk and truth. Talk is easy, truth takes discipline. And when your words are based on truth, people can't ignore you. Using strong words also means eliminating all the filler. Cut the phrases that do nothing. You know, kind of, it's like those weaken your impact. They create noise. And leadership is not about noise. It's about precision. One clear sentence delivered without hesitation is more powerful than a 10-minute speech filled with filler. Say less, but say it better. To gain respect when you speak, you have to respect your own words. That means you don't talk just to talk. You don't speak when you haven't thought. Every sentence has a purpose. Every word has intention. That's how people begin to respect you. Not just because of what you say, but because of how carefully you say it. Attention is earned. It's not automatic. And it's not about being flashy. It's about being solid. Your words should be like anchors. When you say something, it stays. People carry it with them. They think about it later. Because it wasn't just a sound, it was a statement. If your words fade as soon as they're heard, you're not leading. You're blending in. The language of leadership is bold, not reckless. It's confident, not arrogant. And it's always clear, clarity is power. If someone has to ask, "What did you mean by that?" you've already lost them. People follow voices that are easy to understand, but hard to ignore. That's the balance. Simplicity and strength combined. No fluff, no ego, just truth, delivered directly. There's also something else you need to know. Strong words must be earned. You can't fake them. If your life doesn't match your message, your words will feel empty. That's why personal discipline matters. That's why living with standards matters. Because your voice gains power from your example. When you've lived what you speak, you don't have to convince people. They feel it. They hear it. It's different. You build attention when your words bring value. Every time you speak, ask yourself, is this helping someone think better, act better, live better? If the answer is no, don't say it. Save your energy for what matters. Leaders don't speak to fill time. They speak to shift something. And when your words consistently deliver value, people make space for you. They stop scrolling. They stop moving. They listen. Strong words are also honest, not cruel, but honest. You say the thing that needs to be said. You don't hide behind comfort. You don't dress it up. You tell the truth, clearly and directly. Most people avoid this. They speak in circles. They soften everything. But when you talk like a leader, you speak with boldness. You say, "This isn't working." You say, "This needs to change." You say, "Here's what has to happen." That kind of clarity builds respect. Not everyone will like it, but they will remember it. And when people remember your words, you become a voice of influence. Not because you forced it, but because you earned it. You spoke with focus, with courage, with precision. That's what sets leaders apart. They don't speak more, they speak stronger. And that strength doesn't come from shouting. It comes from self-control, from thought, from responsibility. Every room you enter is full of voices, most of them blur together. But when someone speaks with weight, with depth, with clarity, everyone turns. That's your goal, not to be the loudest, but to be the one people stop for. Because what you say carries something real. That's leadership. And leadership starts with how you talk to yourself. If your internal voice is weak, your outer voice will be weak too. Speak strong inside first. No more self-doubt. No more playing small. You train your mind to think with strength, and your words will follow. You say, I can do this. I will make it better. I refuse to stay average. When you talk to yourself with strength, you begin to talk to the world the same way. So choose your words with care. Speak with conviction. Speak with strength. Cut out the soft language that wastes people's time. Speak to be clear, not liked. Speak to make an impact, not just fill silence. Speak from experience, not theory. When your words are strong, people feel it. They listen longer. They trust more. And they remember. That's how respect is built. That's how attention is earned. Not through noise, but through strong, clear, real words that speak directly to what matters. You don't need a crowd. You don't need approval. You need discipline. You need belief. And you need the courage to speak as someone who means every word. That's what leadership sounds like. And that's what people will follow. Not just words, but words that lead. Chapter 6. Drop the weak talk and speak with real strength. That's the moment everything changes, not just in your communication, but in your life. Because the way you speak reveals how you think, and how you think shapes everything. Weak talk is more than soft words. It's the habit of speaking from hesitation, from fear, from insecurity. And the longer you speak that way, the more it shapes who you are. It becomes part of your identity. But when you decide to stop using that kind of language, and you choose to speak with real strength, you don't just sound different, you become different. You become sharper. More certain. More respected. People know when your voice carries strength. They feel it. Not because you raise your volume, but because your words have a backbone. There's a quiet authority in your tone. There's intention in your delivery. There's power in your message. And that only happens when you stop diluting your speech with phrases that drain your credibility. You hear weak talk every day. I'm not sure, but hopefully it works out. This might sound dumb, but these phrases slip into conversation, and every time they do, they send a message. I don't fully believe in what I'm saying. You may not mean to say that, but that's exactly what people hear. Weak talk undercuts your message before it even lands. It shows doubt. It creates distance. It softens your edge. And if you're trying to lead, trying to influence, trying to earn trust, those words will cost you everything. Real strength in your voice begins with eliminating the words that waste your power. You don't need to explain yourself to everyone. You don't need to shrink your opinion to avoid discomfort. You don't need to sound small to be liked. You're not here to be liked. You're here to be clear, to be strong, to be solid. And that starts by dropping every phrase that gives people permission to ignore you. You don't need to say, I just think. You think it. Say it. Don't lead with sorry. But you're not sorry for having a point. And you don't need to ask for permission with every sentence. When you speak with strength, your words stand on their own. You're not pushing them. You're not begging for attention. You're simply saying something real, with no apology, no hesitation, no confusion. Strength doesn't mean aggression. You don't need to be harsh to be powerful. You don't need to dominate the room. Real strength is calm. It's controlled. It's steady. It's you, speaking from a place of certainty, because you know who you are, and you know what you're saying matters. You've thought about it. You've earned it. You're not performing. You're delivering something that has value. When you speak with strength, people respect you differently. They don't interrupt you as much. They don't question you the same way. They listen longer. Because strong words hold attention. And attention is currency. It's not given. It's earned. Weak talk loses attention. Strong talk earns it. And once you have someone's full attention, that's when you make impact. If you want to lead, you have to decide what kind of voice you're going to use. Not the sound, the tone, the structure, the meaning. Will it be padded with disclaimers, softeners, fillers? Or will it be sharp, intentional, and exact? The truth is, nobody's going to fix this for you. If you've grown up around weak talk, if you've worked in environments full of people who avoid saying things directly, you might have picked up those habits. But habits can be unlearned. And this is one habit worth changing. Strong speech starts with internal conviction. If you don't believe in what you're saying, no one else will. So build your beliefs. Think deeply. Challenge your own ideas. Once you've done the work internally, you'll stop needing to defend yourself so much externally. You won't need to sound loud. You'll just need to sound clear. And clarity is a powerful form of strength. People who use weak talk often feel invisible. They feel unheard. But it's not always the world ignoring them. It's the way they present their voice. You train people how to treat your message. If you treat it like it's unsure, optional, vague, they will too. But when you speak with clarity and strength, people pause. They think. They take notice. And your presence grows. There's also a time factor. Weak talk wastes time. You ramble. You go in circles. You add 3 extra sentences when 1 would do. Strong speech is efficient. It gets to the point. It respects people's time. That's another way. Strength shows up in how little you need to say to get your message across. When you stop trying to impress and just focus on the truth, your voice becomes cleaner, and cleaner voices move faster through the noise. You'll also feel different when you stop using weak talk. There's a shift in your posture, in your energy, in how you enter a room, because you're no longer second-guessing yourself while you speak. You're not editing every sentence in real time. You're not bracing for judgment. You're delivering something solid, and you know it. That gives you freedom, and that freedom turns into confidence. Weak talk comes from fear. Fear of being wrong. Fear of being judged. Fear of being disliked. But here's the truth. If you try to speak in a way that never offends, never challenges, never demands, then your words will never be taken seriously. And if your words aren't taken seriously, you'll never lead. So you have to decide. Do you want to be liked? Or do you want to be effective? You can't do both. Not always. Leadership isn't about comfort. It's about clarity. It's about moving things forward. And that requires strength in how you communicate. It means you drop the soft padding and say the thing that needs to be said. You don't do it carelessly. You do it with discipline, with focus, with purpose. You don't use strength to push people down. You use it to lift them. But lifting doesn't mean being gentle with everything. Sometimes strength sounds like challenge. Sometimes it sounds like correction. Sometimes it sounds like, that's not acceptable. And sometimes it's just silence, holding your ground when others want you to fold. All of that is communication. And all of it comes from dropping the weak habits that dilute your presence. Don't wait for a perfect moment to start speaking stronger. Practice in your daily conversations. Cut out one soft phrase at a time. Replace I hope with I will. Replace I guess with I've decided. Replace it might be with here's what I see. These small changes add up. They rewire your voice. And before long, your entire presence shifts. People notice. You notice. And you begin to operate at a higher level. You don't need to shout. You don't need to argue. You don't need to win every conversation. You just need to show up with words that have backbone. That show you've thought through what you're saying. That show you're not afraid of pushback. And when people hear that, they stop testing you. They start respecting you. That's how strength speaks. Calm, clear, controlled, unshaken. You don't speak for approval. You speak because you have something real to say. And the more you speak that way, the more your leadership takes root. Not because you talk the most, but because when you talk, people know it matters. So drop the weak talk. Cut the noise. Cut the fluff. Speak with precision. Speak from your values. Speak with steady confidence. And do it every time. Until it's no longer something you try to do. It's who you are. That's leadership. And it starts with your voice. Chapter 7. Hold your ground when others try to shake you. That's what separates real leaders from the ones who fold under pressure. Anyone can speak with strength when no one is pushing back. Anyone can sound confident when everything's calm. But the real test is when your beliefs, your words, your decisions are challenged, when someone questions your voice, your message, your position. That's when your presence gets tested. That's when you find out what your voice is really made of. The world doesn't give you silence. It gives you resistance, and your ability to lead depends on how well you stay solid when that resistance shows up. Most people crack as soon as they feel discomfort. The moment someone disagrees, they backpedal. They start to soften their words. They explain themselves too much. They try to get approval. And in doing that, they lose the strength in their voice. Leadership isn't about getting people to agree with you. It's about standing in your truth even when they don't. You don't speak to be popular. You speak because what you have to say matters. And if it matters, you don't let pressure change it. People will test you. That's guaranteed. They'll question your tone. They'll challenge your decisions. They'll twist your message. And you have a choice: stay planted in your clarity or get dragged into their doubt. If you get shaken every time someone questions you, you won't last long in leadership. You'll end up becoming whatever people want you to be. But that's not leadership. That's insecurity in disguise. To hold your ground, you have to know what you stand for. If you haven't thought that through, pressure will expose you. Clarity gives you stability. If you've done the work to define your values, your message, your direction, then when the pressure comes, you don't panic. You don't scramble. You don't change your language to fit the crowd. You stay anchored in what you've built inside. You can't borrow strength in those moments. You can't copy someone else's confidence. It has to be yours. Built from repetition, built from experience, built from speaking when it's hard. That kind of strength doesn't show up automatically. You train it. You develop it. Every time you stay calm when someone pushes back, you reinforce that inner strength. Every time you stand firm in what you believe, you grow stronger, not louder. Stronger. That's the key. Leaders don't yell to prove they're solid. They speak with calm certainty. That tone cuts through the noise better than any argument. People respect what doesn't flinch. If you change your tone every time the room shifts, people stop trusting you. They may smile at you. They may agree with you to your face, but inside they know they can't rely on you. Respect is earned when your message holds steady under pressure. When you say the same thing when it's uncomfortable, that you said when it was easy. When your face doesn't change just because someone's raising their voice. To lead well, you have to be okay with being uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be the one in the room who doesn't bend when everyone else is looking for a way out. That doesn't mean you're stubborn. It means you're steady. It means you've thought things through. It means you don't need every person in the room to agree with you before you speak with strength. There will be moments where your voice shakes a little. That's normal. You're human. But you still speak. You still hold your position. You still stay rooted in your truth. You don't run from the tension. You meet it head on. You show others that disagreement doesn't scare you. That challenge doesn't throw you off. That someone else's doubt won't make you question yourself. That's how leadership becomes visible. Not when you say something inspiring, but when you stay strong. When someone tries to push you off center. And the ones who try to shake you aren't always loud. Sometimes they're subtle. A raised eyebrow. A smirk. A dismissive look. A sharp question designed to trip you up. You don't respond with emotion. You don't overreact. You stay even. You hold your tone. You stay respectful, but you don't move. You don't need to attack to protect your position. You just stay rooted. Because when your voice is built on truth and discipline, it doesn't need defending. It stands on its own. You'll feel it when someone's trying to shake your ground. The energy shifts. The room tightens. That's the moment most people start shrinking. But that's your opportunity to rise. Not with louder words, but with more grounded energy. People notice when someone speaks and doesn't flinch. When someone stands their ground without being defensive. When someone keeps their message clear, even when the pressure is high. That's the kind of communication people follow. Not because it's perfect, but because it's solid. Real strength in communication isn't found in what you say when people agree with you. It's found in how you speak when they don't. When you stay grounded, you teach people something. They learn that you're not shaken easily. They learn that your words are not based on trends, emotions, or reactions. They learn that when you speak, there's weight behind it. And people follow that kind of presence. Not hype, not popularity, but presence. Something real that doesn't move every time the room does. You don't need to explain yourself to everyone. Some people want to argue, not understand. Some want to provoke, not discuss. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to stay rooted in what matters. You don't chase approval. You don't beg for support. You deliver your message with strength and let the chips fall where they may. There's a quiet kind of power in holding your ground. You don't have to say a lot. You don't have to justify everything. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is stay calm and not change a single word. That silence says more than 100 explanations. That steadiness communicates more than emotion ever could. And when you do this often, when you get in the habit of staying strong through disagreement, you start to become unshakable. Not arrogant, not dismissive, just rooted, grounded, present. That's what gives your leadership voice its edge. Not volume but conviction. Not emotion but clarity. Not control but consistency. The world is full of noise. People trying to sound important. People talking over each other. People reacting. What stands out is someone who speaks and holds the line. Someone who knows what they're about. Someone who doesn't get rattled every time someone disagrees. That person becomes a voice of trust. A voice of clarity. A voice people return to not because they always say what others want to hear, but because they always say what's real. You won't always get applause. That's not the goal. The goal is respect. The goal is impact. The goal is strength. So the next time someone tries to shake you, don't let it work. Don't adjust your voice to match their emotion. Don't speed up. Don't shrink. Hold your tone. Hold your pace. Hold your clarity. Hold your ground. That's how trust is built. That's how presence is established. That's how real leaders are recognized. Not by how they speak when it's easy, but by how they stay strong when it's not. You hold your ground, and people start to believe in you. Not just your words, but you. And once they believe in that, you don't just become someone who talks, you become someone who leads. Chapter 8. Make your point without dragging or over-explaining it. That's a habit every strong communicator must develop. Because in leadership, your value isn't measured by how much you say, but by how well you say it. You don't need long speeches to sound credible. You don't need to keep repeating yourself to be clear. You don't need to add unnecessary examples to make sure people understand you. When you speak with clarity, one sentence is enough. When your thoughts are organized, you don't ramble. And when your presence is strong, you don't rely on volume or length, you rely on precision. People don't have unlimited attention. In fact, most are distracted before you even open your mouth. So when you speak, you're competing with their inner dialogue, their phone, their worries, and everything else pulling at their focus. If you drag your message out, if you keep circling the point, they start to check out. And when they check out, you lose influence. Not because your idea isn't good, but because it got lost in too many words. There's a big difference between being thoughtful and being long-winded. Thoughtful is direct. It's clear. It's structured. Long-winded is messy. It's slow. It's uncertain. The more words you use, the more chances you have to weaken your message. Every extra sentence adds a layer that might confuse the listener. That's why real communicators trim the excess. They say what matters, they stop talking, and they let the message land. Over-explaining is often a symptom of doubt. When people aren't sure of their message, they keep adding to it. They try to protect it with more details. They try to control how others receive it. But leadership doesn't work that way. You can't control how people feel. You can only control how you deliver. And if you deliver with confidence and clarity, you don't need a backup explanation. You say it. You trust it. You let it speak for itself. Another reason people overexplain is because they fear being misunderstood. They think more words will make things safer. But more words don't always equal more understanding. Sometimes they make things worse. When you say too much, your main idea gets buried. Your listener starts picking up on side comments. They miss the purpose. And then you've created confusion where there could have been clarity. Leadership communication is about clarity, not control. Say the truth and let it stand on its own. If you want to be listened to consistently, you need to become someone who doesn't waste time. Not your time, and not anyone else's. People should know when you speak, they're going to get value. They're going to hear something that matters. They're going to walk away with a clear understanding. That only happens when you discipline yourself to get to the point and stay on it. No detours. No fluff. No verbal padding. Just the truth, delivered with strength. Getting to the point doesn't mean being cold. It doesn't mean being harsh. It means you care enough about people's time to be efficient with your words. It means you've taken the time to think through what needs to be said and what doesn't. It means you're not speaking to fill space. You're speaking to create movement. You also build respect by being concise. When you make your point and stop talking, people lean in, they take notice. Because they're used to people going on and on, They're used to hearing vague ideas stretched out for no reason. When someone speaks and finishes in a sharp, clean way, it feels different. And that difference earns attention. There's also strength in being brief. The more certain you are, the less you need to say. If you're secure in your message, you don't need to pile on words. You deliver it and stand behind it. The power comes from the simplicity and the discipline to say just enough, not too much. That takes work. It takes practice. But it's worth it. Because the ones who master that skill become the voices people turn to when clarity is needed most. You should never feel the need to convince everyone. That's where most over-explaining comes from, the need to be accepted. But leadership is not about trying to be accepted. It's about delivering what's necessary. Some will agree, some won't. That's fine. You don't need everyone to approve of your message. You need the right people to understand it. And that only happens when you don't dilute it with extra layers. When you speak, ask yourself, what's the purpose of this sentence? If it doesn't move the message forward, drop it. If it's only there to soften the blow, rethink it. If it's trying to protect your ego, replace it. Speak with intent, with clarity, with courage. That's what people want to hear. Not a safe version of your truth, but the real thing, spoken clearly and briefly. Every time you speak, you're training people how to listen to you. If you ramble, they'll tune out. If you're sharp, they'll lean in. If you repeat yourself unnecessarily, they'll assume you don't trust them to understand. But if you say something powerful once and stop talking, they'll think about it. They'll respect you more, and they'll listen more closely the next time. Don't confuse clarity with simplicity. You can be clear and still speak deeply. You can say something profound in a short sentence. In fact, the more important your point, the more pressure there is to make it clean. Because complexity hides the impact, simplicity reveals it. Think about the strongest voices you've ever heard. The ones who moved you. They didn't give 10 examples. They didn't talk in circles. They made a clear point with calm strength. And they stopped. That pause after a strong statement creates space for the message to settle. It lets the listener reflect. That's where impact happens, not while you're still talking, but in the space you leave after. You also need to understand your audience. If you speak to people who already understand the topic, don't overteach. Don't explain what they already know. Respect their intelligence. Speak to the next level. If you speak to those unfamiliar with your topic, then explain only what they need, not everything you know. Don't overload them. Guide them. Real communication is not about saying everything. It's about saying the right thing at the right time in the right way. That means trimming, cutting, sharpening. Before you speak, clarify your point in your mind. Know where you're going before you open your mouth. That internal clarity translates to external confidence. And that's what makes your message land. There's no prize for speaking the longest. There's no award for using the most words. The reward comes from being understood, from making impact, from helping someone think better, move faster, decide sooner. And that happens when you deliver your point with strength and discipline, when you strip away the extras and trust your message to do its job. If your message is true, it doesn't need extra decoration, it doesn't need backup explanations, it doesn't need endless support. It needs clarity. It needs belief. And it needs you to stop talking once you've said it. Speak to move. Speak to guide. Speak with strength. Say what matters. Then stop. Let the silence do the rest. That's how leaders speak. That's how voices grow. That's how influence is built. Not through long speeches, but through words that mean something, spoken clearly, and left to echo in the minds of others. Chapter 9. Speak to be remembered, not just to be heard. That's where real influence begins. Talking is easy. Everybody talks. The world is full of voices, noise, and endless conversations. But being remembered, that's different. That takes purpose. That takes intention. That takes discipline. People hear thousands of words a day, but only a few stay with them. The ones that stay are the ones that meant something. The ones that were clear, direct, and delivered with weight. When you talk like a leader, you don't just want to fill the air, you want to leave a mark. You want your words to stay with people long after you've left the room. To be remembered, you have to say something worth remembering. That means cutting out the shallow talk. Don't speak just to react. Don't speak just to show off what you know. Speak because you've got something solid to share. Something that helps. Something that shifts thinking. Something that sparks a decision. Something that leaves the listener better than they were before they heard you. That kind of speech requires thought. You don't wing it. You don't talk just because it's your turn. You speak when you have something that matters. And when you do, you deliver it with strength. Your voice is your signature. People won't always remember every sentence you say, but they'll remember how you made them feel. They'll remember if you made them stop. They'll remember if you gave them a standard. They'll remember if your words helped them break out of delay, confusion, or fear. That's what being remembered is about. It's not about entertaining, it's about elevating. Speaking to be remembered starts with being clear about what you believe. People remember conviction. They remember certainty. If you're unsure, your message will fade. But if you speak from what you live, from what you know, from what's shaped you, it sticks. You don't need to speak louder. You need to speak real. That's what cuts through the noise. You don't need perfect sentences to make impact. You need truth. Raw, tested, real truth. You need a message that's simple, but strong. Don't complicate what should be clear. Don't try to sound impressive. Say it how people talk. Say it how people think. Say it so they can carry it with them into their day. The easier your message is to repeat, the more powerful it becomes. Because people won't just hear it. They'll share it. And that's how your voice begins to travel. Your words should live in someone's mind long after the moment has passed. They should echo in their decisions. They should challenge their excuses. They should remind them of what matters. You don't get that kind of result by being passive. You get it by choosing every word on purpose. You get it by respecting your message enough to say it right the first time. You get it by being bold enough to say what others are afraid to say. And the truth is, people are hungry for words that mean something. They're tired of fake inspiration. They're tired of surface-level talk. They're tired of vague advice. They want clarity. They want power. They want someone to say what they've been thinking but couldn't express. They want someone to speak to their future, not their comfort. That's your role. You fill that gap. You give them the words they didn't know they needed. Being heard is about presence. Being remembered is about purpose. You have to know why you're speaking. What do you want them to walk away with? What shift are you trying to create? What decision are you calling them toward? If you're not clear on that, you'll speak in circles. You'll end up using 10 sentences when one would do. But if your message is sharp, your delivery becomes automatic. You won't have to force impact. It'll be built into your words. You don't need a stage to speak with meaning. Every conversation is a chance to be remembered. Every message, every meeting, every moment where people are listening, that's your opportunity. That's where your leadership grows. and it grows fastest when you stop trying to sound good and start trying to speak truth. Real truth. No performance, no fluff, just solid, honest communication. Make your sentences clean, make your message simple, make your presence strong. That's how you build a voice that matters. That's how people start repeating your words to others. Not because you asked them to, but because it stuck, because it hit, because it was real. Don't be the kind of person people forget 5 minutes after the meeting ends. Don't be the one who fills time with empty talk. Be the one who shifts the room with one clear sentence. Be the one who changes the atmosphere, not with emotion but with authority. Be the one whose message stays in someone's head when they wake up the next morning. That's what leadership communication does. It doesn't fade. It lives on. And it's not about fancy language, it's about strong delivery. It's about knowing your words have weight, and treating them that way. Don't waste your words. Don't repeat yourself. Don't speak in circles. Don't go off track. Stay on message. Make it land. Make it matter. Even in casual conversation, speak like someone who respects their voice. Speak like someone who knows their message. Could be the thing that lifts another person out of a low place. Speak like someone who's built their beliefs and lives by them. That's what people remember. That's what people trust. Don't try to impress. Try to impact. Impressing fades. Impact lasts. If you speak from your truth, your life, your experience, people will feel it. They'll pause. They'll think. And they'll remember. Every time you speak, you're planting seeds. Some grow fast, some grow slow, but they grow if the message was real. So stop trying to say more. Start saying what matters. Say it clean. Say it strong. And then say no more. Let it echo. Let it settle. Let it live. That's how you speak to be remembered. That's how your voice becomes something people hold on to. That's how you lead. Not with noise but with words that last. Chapter 10. Train your voice daily until it leads naturally. That's the discipline most people overlook. They want to sound strong when it matters, but they haven't practiced in the quiet. They want to lead with authority, but they haven't built the habit of speaking with intention. If you want your voice to guide others, to influence, to create impact, you have to train it like a skill. Not sometimes, not when it's convenient. Every single day, because leadership doesn't show up out of nowhere. It's built through repetition. You don't become powerful by accident. You become powerful on purpose. Your voice is a tool. The more you sharpen it, the more precise it becomes. The more you use it with awareness, the more it adapts to your intention. But if you speak without discipline, your voice loses structure. It becomes reactive. It gets shaped by emotion, instead of clarity. That's why the work happens in the daily conversations. The regular moments, when no one's watching. When it's just you and your reflection. When you're explaining your thoughts, speaking up, correcting something, guiding someone, or simply holding your tone steady. That's the training. That's where the strength is built. If your voice only sounds firm when you're calm, but falls apart when things get uncomfortable, then you haven't trained it enough. If your message is only clear when there's no pressure, but turns into rambling when you're questioned, then it hasn't been tested enough. Leading with your voice means you've developed it to a point where it holds up in any room, under any pressure, around any person. That doesn't come from theory. That comes from showing up daily and doing the work to improve how you speak, how you deliver, and how you connect. Start by being intentional. Every time you talk, be aware of how you sound. Are you speaking too fast? Are you using filler words? Is your tone matching your message? Are your sentences clean? It's not about being perfect, it's about becoming aware. Awareness is what leads to growth. And the more you notice, the more you improve. Speak like it matters, even when it's casual. Speak like you're leading, even when it's one person. Speak like someone who owns their voice, not someone hoping it lands well. You don't need a stage to train your voice. You need discipline. You need consistency. Practice during your phone calls. Practice while giving feedback. Practice when making requests. Say what you mean. Speak with purpose. Cut the excess. Stay present in your tone. That's the grind most people avoid. They wait for the big moment, the big opportunity, thinking that somehow they'll rise to the occasion. But if you haven't trained, the pressure will expose you. It won't bring out your best. It will reveal your gaps. And you can't fix those in the moment. You fix them ahead of time, when nobody's watching, when you're building strength behind the scenes. Your voice is a reflection of your thinking. If your thinking is clear, your words will follow. That's why training your voice also means training your mind. Get used to thinking in simple, strong statements. Train your thoughts to focus. Eliminate the clutter. Discipline your internal language, so your external communication becomes sharper. That way, when it's time to speak, you're not building clarity on the spot. It's already there. You're simply letting it out. You also have to get comfortable with silence. Part of training your voice is learning when not to speak. The pauses matter. The stillness between your words carries presence. Most people are afraid of silence. They rush to fill the gap. But if you've trained your voice, you understand that silence is part of your strength. It gives your words time to breathe. It lets your message settle. It shows you're in control, not just of what you say, but of when you say it. You can train tone just like you train physical posture. Speak with a grounded tone, not too high, not too soft, just steady. You're not trying to sound like someone else. You're finding your real voice. The one that holds authority without needing to raise volume. The one that speaks directly, without hesitation. You develop that through practice, through repetition, through saying things out loud, until your voice learns what strength feels like. It's not just about what you say, it's how you say it. Your delivery matters. If your voice shakes, people notice. If your words drag, people disengage. If your tone sounds unsure, they question your message. But if your voice is trained, it becomes effortless. It becomes natural. People don't even notice you're leading. They just follow. Because you've built a rhythm, a tone, a presence that guides without demanding. Training your voice also builds confidence. Not fake confidence, but earned confidence. The kind that comes from repetition. You know what you sound like. You know how to stay calm under pressure. You know how to make your point without getting lost. That self-trust shows up in your speech. And people feel it. They may not know exactly why they listen to you. They just know they do. Because your voice tells them they can. There will be days you don't feel strong. Days when you're tired. Days when you're unsure. That's when your training carries you. That's when the habits you built kick in. You don't have to fake strength. You've already practiced it. You've spoken with clarity when you didn't feel like it. You've held your tone when it would have been easier to fold. That's the power of training. It builds consistency, so your leadership doesn't depend on your mood. It depends on your preparation. You can't build a strong voice by avoiding hard conversations. You build it by walking into them, not with arrogance, with intention, with composure. You don't raise your voice to get attention. You raise your standard. And when you speak, that standard comes through. People hear the difference. They hear the work behind your tone. They hear the thought behind your message. They hear the truth behind your delivery. That's what makes your voice lead. When you train your voice every day, you stop trying to lead. You just lead. It becomes part of who you are. You don't think about tone. You live in it. You don't think about structure. It flows naturally. You don't second guess your words. You speak from alignment. That's the goal. Not to impress. Not to perform. But to be so practiced, so grounded, so consistent, that leadership shows up without effort. And don't forget, your voice is part of your character. The way you speak reflects what you've built internally. If your words are honest, your tone will be steady. If your message is true, your delivery will be strong. If your purpose is real, your presence will follow. But all of it must be trained. No shortcuts, no pretending. Just daily work, daily progress, daily clarity. One sentence at a time, one conversation at a time, one adjustment at a time. That's how your voice grows. That's how your presence deepens. That's how your leadership becomes undeniable. Not because you said the most, but because you trained the most. Because you respected your voice enough to build it every day. Until one day, you speak. And people follow. Not because they were told to. Because they wanted to. Because your voice didn't push, it pulled. Because it didn't perform, it guided. Because it didn't shake, it led. And that's when your voice becomes more than words. It becomes influence. It becomes power. It becomes leadership, natural, strong, and real.